5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, this is a little bit of the phone call that we had with Charlie on Friday, and this is him on the voice disguiser.
The worse the groom, the better chance I have.
Okay.
Because if the groom is someone, like, really terrible that the bride's marrying, everyone feels, you know, like, the girls feel like, God, you know, at least I'm not marrying him. You know, we're just, you have someone good, you have someone, like, really, you know, not so great to compare yourself to. Especially if you can make fun of the bride and the groom, you know, behind their back. That's always, like, sort of a turn-on for some reason for the girls.
All right, so you're heading out to Tennessee when?
I'm headed out tomorrow morning.
Tonight
I'm going out, but the wedding's tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so we can check back with you on Monday morning. And if you had to give yourself odds on if you are going to do well this weekend at this wedding or not, what odds would you give yourself?
Oh, I give myself pretty good odds. I mean, number one, it's a large wedding. It's out of town. Yeah, totally. And I look good.
Do you have a story already in your mind of who you're going to be at the wedding?
I'll probably be a really nice guy type of thing, you know, sort of like a little shy maybe. It's like my sister's friend's wedding, and so they're younger, you know. I'm a little bit more successful than a lot of them. I'm sort of like a good catch, you know, type of thing. But maybe I'll just be like a little self-effacing or, you know.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Charlie, we'll check back in with you on Monday morning. I will tell you that you got a couple of people in here a little skeptical, but we'll check back in with you on Monday morning around 7:30, see how you did.
Oh, yeah, it's a sure thing, man.
Okay, it's a sure thing.
Sure
man.
Thing.
It's a sure thing, man. All right, Charlie now back on with us on the voice disguiser.
Yep.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. Well, the first question, even before you tell us how you did this weekend, because we're all pretty much believing that you're going to say that you did very, very well.
Oh, yeah.
What was your story going into the wedding? What persona did you put on?
I didn't put on a persona. It was still just me. Like, I just mentioned something. I just heard the voice disguiser, and I sound like an Oompa Loompa. How come you can't make me, like, now I sound like a creepy guy, you know, with his Oompa Loompa voice.
Well, you sound like, I think it's the material more than it is the voice disguiser, you being a creepy guy.
Yeah.
So it wasn't any story. My sister was there, so I couldn't make up too many stories, you know. It was her friend who was getting married.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just, you know, my typical suave self.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
It's dripping through the speakers. So what happened?
You know, the problem with this is that if I called and said that I didn't get laid, then you would believe me, I guess. And then if I said I did get laid, then you wouldn't believe me. So, but I did get laid.
You did?
Yeah. You know, and of course you're going to go, oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
Now, I'm curious because you said it was a sister's friend getting married. Now, there's the possibility that there would be a lot of people you already knew. Was this a total stranger that you were able to get lucky with?
Yeah, it's someone who I really don't know.
Okay.
Before. It was the bride's sister.
Okay.
Oh.
She was, yeah, and I think she's the one. I think I'm really in love with her. I'm going to stay with her forever.
Was she the maid of honor in the wedding?
Yeah.
And she's not married?
No, she's not married.
Involved or anything. And her sister was the one getting married?
Yes.
So is that prime, like, target number one right there?
Yeah, I should, like, get extra points for that. But, you know.
She was, like, really mad that her sister got married before
she was a little bit of that, but she was more pissed off at the other maid of honor.
Oh. Other maid of honor.
Yeah.
She's sometimes there's two.
Tacky old friend of the bride's and of her sister's, and she didn't think that she should be the maid of honor, blah, blah, blah. So, So I didn't make fun of the bride and groom, but we sort of made fun of the other maid of honor.
What? Did you say that this was an older sister or a younger sister?
I don't even know.
I bet it's older.
I
bet it's an older sister.
If a younger sister's getting married before you, pissed off.
Easy target, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So she was really just beautiful. I mean, she was stunning.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
That's all you have to say to her. You know what? Honestly, you look so much better than the bride. Then she's yours.
Exactly. Your sister looks like, you know, junk.
So when did you start working it with her? Like, when did you pick her out and start working it? Was it Friday? Was it Saturday day?
I met her the night before the wedding, really briefly. And I thought she was, I mean, totally. There's like her and like two other girls who I was like really interested in. And then the next day, you know, we saw each other again and we just sort of laughed and, you know, and she was already going. I heard that my sister was telling me that she was going in on the other maid of honor. So I thought, yeah, there's my entry point.
Okay.
Yeah. Sort of there's my there, entry point.
Yeah. It's a military operation. So what I did is I moved in with a shock and awe.
Right. Let me ask a question, because one thing that you talked about last week that sounded a little offensive was, you know, making fun of the bride and groom and making fun whatever, and that's a good way to get into the conversation. But I'm thinking in this scenario, like, did you use any tactic like that to...
Well, yeah, the tactic that we used like that was making fun of the other maid of honor, but not the bride and
groom. Not the bride,
of course.
That
probably wouldn't be too cool.
Right.
You know?
So, did she drink a lot at the reception?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How much?
How much did she drink or I drink?
Her.
Oh, and she drank the worst junk, too, man. She was drinking, like, mojitos and then a martini or something. I don't even know what she was doing to herself, but it was fine, really.
You didn't care.
I mean, but she wasn't... I don't take advantage of anyone who's passed out, but if they're drunk, it's all right.
I'm sure you were forcing
that makes
down,
you. That
sure.
makes you a gentleman.
Exactly.
No. Oh, I didn't.
You turned us around.
I didn't think you were classy. Yeah.
When she's unconscious and you don't do her, oh, man.
What a guy with a heart. No wonder why they fall for you.
You have such a soul.
So the bride and groom leaves. You blow the bubbles, throw the rice or the bird seed, or, you know, let butterflies go or whatever, and the bride and the groom leave. Then
Game
what
on.
Happens?
They didn't leave. They stayed until the end of the reception.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, we just hung out a lot, you know. We hung out, we danced, we had a good time. It was a little touch and go there for a while, but you know.
You weren't sure you were going
to
get in there?
I wasn't so sure I was going to get in there. And by the time we got back to her room, which was much nicer than my room because she was staying in, you know, the sort of family suite type of thing.
Oh, sure.
It was already like 4:30 in the morning, so it had to be quick, you know.
That's your excuse anyway.
Right.
No, I just did it for you guys.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
Right. Thank you for the
really appreciate it.
It's my ways, but I thought I had to prove something.
All right, Charlie. Thank you for calling. We're not sure if you're telling the truth or not, but we just got to go with what we hear. So thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a great week, guys.
Bye, right, Charlie. Check away. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.